Chapter 3 Secrets. After some time, I forgot about the punishment and the dream. It was summer, and I was having fun. Everybody worked hard all day on the farm, and they usually forgot to find jobs for me to do. I often played with Sophie, and we had a lot to talk about. Her parents taught her to read, but there were no books in her house. She wanted to know about things I read or learned at school, and I liked telling her about them. It made me feel important. "Tell me about the world outside Wacknook," she said one day. "Wacknook is in Labrador, the only civilized part of the world," I began.
"I know that," she said, "but how big is Labrador?"
"If you travel hundreds of miles, you'll come to the sea," I replied. I knew about the sea and other places because Uncle Axel was a sailor in the past. Then he was crippled, and that was the end of his days at sea. I told Sophie some of his stories, and she was fascinated. Sometimes we talked about the past.
"What do you know about the old people?" she asked.
People were never clear about the old people. I didn't know much, so I just said, "I'll tell you the stories I've heard."
"No, no, not stories. I want real information," she protested.
"Nobody has got any real information," I explained. "There aren't any books from that time, only the Bible."
"Oh, well," she said impatiently. "Tell me the stories."
"The old people lived hundreds or thousands of years ago and were civilized people," I began. "They built cities and sailed in big ships. Some people say they even had flying machines." Sophie interrupted me.
"That's silly," she said. "People can't fly."
I wanted to tell her about the city and the flying machines from my dreams, but I was afraid she would laugh, so I said nothing.
"My parents say God punished the old people," Sophie said.
"That's right," I agreed. "He sent them the tribulation." I liked to impress Sophie. Her eyes grew big and round when she was surprised. "There were enormous floods and terrible diseases," I said dramatically. "People fought against each other and cities were destroyed. The old people died or became savages."
"That's horrible," said Sophie. "I don't want to talk about it anymore."
For some time we sat without talking, and then suddenly Sophie said,
"You never come and play on Sundays. What do you do?"
"We've got ethics lessons," I replied, and added quickly, "They're very boring." Ethics lessons were about the right way to live, and about keeping humans pure and perfect. I didn't want to talk to Sophie about that. I didn't tell anybody about Sophie. She was my secret friend. But that summer, I had other secrets to keep. First of all, there were my dreams.
"Mary, I saw a wonderful place in a dream," I told my sister one day.
"It had strange buildings and carts in the streets with no horses to pull them. There were big white machines flying in the sky." Mary looked serious.
"David," she said firmly, "there's no place like that."
Then she said something surprising.
"Dreams are strange things, David. It's possible you dreamt about something from the time of the old people."
"That's not possible," I thought.
"Listen to me, David," she continued. "Other people don't see pictures in their heads. Never tell anybody about it. They'll think you're different. You must keep it a secret."
A few days after that, Uncle Axel saw me sitting alone. He thought I was talking to myself.
"Are you talking to imaginary friends?" he asked with a smile.
"No," I corrected him.
I'm talking to my friend Rosalind.
Uncle Axel looked confused. But she isn't here, he said.
I'm sending her thought shapes, I explained patiently.
My friends and I often talk that way. We thought it was perfectly natural. Uncle Axel was horrified. He understood I was describing a form of telepathy. In Wacknook, telepathy wasn't normal.
I must tell you something, he said. Not many people in Wacknook can talk that way.
Really? I said, very surprised.
Uncle Axel looked into my eyes.
David, he said, I can't explain. You'll understand when you're older, but now you must promise me something.
What, Uncle Axel? I asked.
You and Rosalind must never, never tell anybody about your conversations, he said, and especially about your thought shapes. It can be very dangerous for you.
I didn't understand, but I promised. I didn't mention my other friends in the thought shape group. It didn't seem important at the time.